Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is persons representing the DTK Group in Denmark. And first and foremost, we have Mr. Søren Kusk Mikkelsen. I believe that's the correct name, Søren.
That's right, yes.
He is the DTK CEO. We have Mr. Thomas Brock Lips. He is the transport manager. And finally, we have Mr. Nils Bierbom, who is the business development manager at DTK Group. Very welcome, all of you gentlemen, sitting in my native country of Denmark.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. So, starting off with you, Søren, as I always do with my accused or interviewees, I always give them a chance to elaborate a little bit on their career. Søren, how come you are not in a bank or in the police force? How come you ended up in logistics? Give our viewers a brief description of that.
Yeah, it's not a long story, but I mean, either you are a logistic person or and then I guess. For me it was natural. I had opportunities to go to banks and other things as well, businesses. But logistics was what was interesting for me. Not 2 days are the same. Everything changes every time over the years, over certain times of the year, and so forth. And that's I think it's the it's the business where everybody stays young because you have to be ready to perform every day.
I think that's a very good answer, that everyone stays young. That's for sure. Although we are gray or gray-haired, we are still active. Good answer. Thank you, Søren. Nice to hear. Thomas, how about you? How do you get into this terrible business?
Well, it started very young. I was always invited to come to the port of Aarhus. My father was in the shipping business, so. I learned from a very young age about the logistics, and it was a natural interest for me. Then I joined Dan Transport and worked as a trainee there, and then also had the opportunity to travel abroad for a few years, coming back and stayed in the freight forwarding business before I joined the world's largest shipping line, Maersk, and was a part of building up Seago Line when they started their new shipping line, Seago Line, taking care of the inter-European trade. And then eventually left that company and joined DTK.
Okay.
So that's my story, very short.
Also, a very good background, good shipping background there. Thank you very much, Thomas. Nils, since you are the senior president in way of age, I think I can honestly say, but briefly, please, how come you started in this business, and what year did you start?
I started first as trainee in a bookkeeping company back in the peacefully 70s. Specific 1971. And during that period of trainee, 2 years, I found out that there was something called transportation. Mm-hmm. So after my trainee time, I decided to join a company to learn transportation logistics. Mm-hmm. And then, the years has passed, some decades has passed, and I have met many interesting, strange things within the European market, mm-hmm. and part charter and sea freight and everything. And today I just joined for some months ago. I joined DTK mm-hmm. and have the whole package. Okay. So here I am.
Fantastic.
And still feeling me young.
Fantastic. Now it's like Søren said, it keeps us young. And if you are a beacon of that, then there's hope for the rest of us. So very, very good, Nils. Excellent. Then we come back to the more serious part. What can you tell us our viewers a little bit about who are DTK? What do you do? And what are your strengths, so to speak?
Yeah. DTK is a company started back in the 1989 as a traditional freight forwarding company, mainly in road transports at the time. Eight, 10 years ago, there was a new business plan made for DTK, and from there on, it has developed and increased quite a lot. For 10 years ago, there was probably about 40, 50 people employed by DTK. Mm-hmm. Today, it's about 250.
Wow.
We cover the whole Europe in road transports, over 550 trucks in daily run.
Wow.
And also R&C is part and started for years ago in DTK. So it has really grown over the last years and increased a lot. Yeah.
Okay. And your headquarters is located where?
In Padborg. In Denmark.
In Denmark,
yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, and there was in DTK Group, there was 10 companies today, partner companies owned by DTK and also employers in the different companies.
Okay. And I understand that you are on a European scale, you are active in several countries and you have your own branches outside of Denmark, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We are represented in the Baltic countries, Sweden, UK, and also in Poland.
So I think the coordination that you have a strong trucking team, and now you also increase your involvement, I suppose, both with Thomas and Nils here for Deep Sea.
Yeah.
And so you want to make the whole package. Is that correctly understood?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Okay. A question here. How do you see the competition? Thomas mentioned earlier he was before working for Big Blue. And we all know that Big Blue wants to be the jack of all trades now, along with other ship owners. How do you see the fact that some ship owners wants to be both truckers and run airlines and whatnot? Do you see that as a competitor to you, or do you feel you can fight that off?
I mean, it will always be a competitor when they get into this business. But then again, I mean, if we do our business our way, I think we'll always find our position in the market. But the competition will always increase when a big like this is going into the road traffic. Absolutely, but I think we'll manage and find our way for our business. Absolutely.
Okay. Did the corona situation that we are hopefully now finally over, or at least almost over in most parts of the world, did that affect your business, or did you still have a sizable demand for your trucking services?
It actually increased over the corona period.
Okay.
So it was good for this game in general. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's like I heard from some of the shipping lines, they would like the corona to come back because they've never earned so much money as they did.
No, that's right. That's right.
I spoke to a friend of mine yesterday. He said that the westbound rates for 40-footers during corona was like a 15,000 for a 40-foot, and now we are down to, I think he told me, 1,200 or something from Shanghai to Gothenburg. So it gives some idea, right?
It has really changed.
Yeah. And for your two colleagues here, son, both Thomas and Nils, you are based where in Denmark, and do you go out and see the customers? How have you divided that, son?
I'm based in Herning in Denmark, but also in Aarhus. I have offices both places.
Okay.
Yes, of course, I go and see customers. I'm not necessary every day, but often, absolutely.
Okay. And
being with the customers is very important. for our business. We try to build partnerships and with our customers. So to be with them and visit them often is very important for us.
Okay. And Søren, if I may direct a couple of questions, just maybe easy here. I just directly ask your kind of sea freight colleagues here. If I start with the senior Mr. Nils here real quick. Nils, I understand you are a newcomer, so to speak, at DTK. You mentioned briefly your intro. What is your key objective? You need to develop the deep sea projects for the group, I suppose?
Both together with Thomas, we look into the deep sea products. Recently, we have just worked on a project recently from Far East to Mediterranean.
Okay.
Then we're looking for other things. Products can also be combination European products or combination with the deep sea. So also inside the DT car, there are colleagues as have done previous and the last years, a lot of heavy transports around Europe, oversized, overland, you can say, or all over the Balkan and so on. So now I'm in place where I, together with Thomas, can look for the products overseas and combine it with colleagues in a DT car road, as have experience with finding the right heavy haulers to do the transportations, can be turbines or transformers.
Right.
You never know.
Okay, that's interesting. And Thomas, if I may ask you here, I mean, the whole point is you have a strong trucking division traditionally. I suppose it's also a matter of waking your offices up to the fact that you now kind of can do more door to door, isn't it? I mean, that you have a trucking customer, but maybe you will now ask him, oh, the deep sea from you are importing from Asia, we can also do that. I guess you will do that, isn't it?
Of course, we will we do that, and I think with the air and sea business added to DTK, we now offer or are able to offer the customers a complete package, whatever their needs are.
Yeah.
And with Dils joining, even he's a young man, he also bring a lot of experience into the project business, we are ready and well equipped to deal with any future business that may come our way.
Okay, very good. And I understand that since the world is so called global and borderless, how do you deal with things that where you don't have offices? Are you part of any networks? Do you have you joined any, shall we say, forwarding clubs, or how do you deal with that nowadays?
Maybe I can just elaborate.
Please, Tom.
It's a people's business, and again, spending a long time in the business, you tend to develop some close relationships that you can keep with you and close friends from all over the world.
Yeah.
Besides that, of course, we have joined the cross ocean, and that also and that also brings us a lot of other possibilities with agents worldwide.
It's a good answer what you say. It's actually not what you know, it's who you know nowadays. And of course, if everything is the same, who will you book with? You will, of course, use the one you met before, either physically or online. So I do fully agree with you. Having relationships worldwide is what keeps you around when the competition is tough. And I think you have it. I, personally, coming back from Denmark to Sweden this summer with the family, I saw several of your trucks. I saw also a few other trucks, but of course I kept my eye on yours. So,
thank you.
I also add that I learned Thomas to know for 8-9 years ago when it was a single line where we had some funny combination of in dialogue and made some interesting products out of Africa.
okay.
to Denmark. So that's... yeah, and as Thomas knows, not a lot of people. I have also collected a number during my few years. Mm-hmm. I have collected a number of good contacts and good friends.
Yes.
Overall in the world, so I still can take contact with. So yeah.
I think that that's a smart move. We always say we should never rubbish anyone these days, because it so happens that one day he's your boss. So yeah. So we see a lot of changes. Søren, from your point of view in DTK, if you should just briefly say, what is at the moment, of course, we as forwarders, I guess, we like to say we are good everywhere. But if you are pretty straight up with me here, what is your strong point at DTK? What you know, we all have something that we feel we're really good at. Where would you say that your strong strength is?
That's our good service towards our customers.
Yeah.
We are very good at listening. But to find out what exactly is that they need to run their business and get successful.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's one of our really good strengths. And then behavior towards the customers.
Yeah.
Give them the good service.
It's actually.
We can. There's no transport we can't do, as I see it right now. I mean, of course, we are a lot bigger in the road traffics than we are and at the ANC at the moment. But I think within the next few years. With Thomas and Nils, it will change, and we will really grow in this business as well, because we see a lot of possibilities towards a lot of customers.
Yeah. No, I can certainly concur. I mean, I've been in the business since in 80, so not as long as Nils, though, but since 80 still. And you have two good guys there on my screen here developing that for you. I'm sure you'll manage. And please don't get a call center in India. Continue with your good service, as you mentioned, so that we actually can talk to a person and not some robot, you know.
That is also one of the main things in DTK. You can always phone directly to the person you want to talk to,
yeah,
and get in touch. And exactly. We always answer the phone,
yeah.
When it's after office hours, yeah. And that is very important. Where we make the difference,
yeah,
towards. Some of our colleagues in this business.
Yeah, I can fully concur. That's why I was a little bit eager beaver there, because it's a rarity nowadays. I mean, every time even you call your bank or you call your... the only one which is fast is my ex-wife's lawyer. But, you know, in our shipping business, either you're in or you're out. I fully concur with you. And one thing I can't understand, if you earn 10 billion in profit, why can't you spend 1 billion and have a proper customer service? Why must everything be automated? And I think you have a really good policy, and you will win. It will look fancy, the competitors, they can do this and this online. But what does it help if you have nobody to talk to? So
exactly.
I really concur with that. So
that's right.
And for you, Thomas, with a father who was in shipping, and I think if also for many years, it must be exciting for you to also be part of developing this branch, shall we say, of DTK, isn't it?
Very exciting to be part of that as well, and something that is ingrained in me, I guess, also to be part of developing shipping and customers, and so yeah, very exciting.
Okay. And may I ask also here one of the final questions for you, Søren. How do you see the future? After Corona now, there's a lot of hope that China would be the engine again, and that hasn't happened. They have serious headaches out there. The world is a little bit at unease with the war in Ukraine, blah, 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 blah. Basically, we shouldn't read newspapers because we get depressed. But how do you see in your crystal ball representing as CEO DTK the future?
I mean, we see it on the bright side, really. I mean, probably the market has gone down just a little bit last year, 6 months to the year. But then again, I think we will be back on track within 2024, I think, all over. So I think it's I think we are looking at the good food, the future, absolutely.
Very good, Søren. Good to hear.
And also and also because of the of the war in Ukraine. I mean, you never know where it really goes, but I mean, it's even though the war might continue for a while, which I think it will do, and of course it will affect all of us in some way, but it will not be as everything is going down or closing or down or anything. I
No.
think we are we still have a good chance to make some good business the next coming time and yes, absolutely.
Very good to hear, Søren. Briefly from you, Thomas, how do you see the future in your division for Ocean?
Well, it is challenging times. It is you know, the as you mentioned earlier, the prices has come lot down a lot since the Corona days, and so it is a challenging time, and there is less business to be moved in the near future. It is a little bit harder to predict how it looks, but as Søren said, in the long run, I think we are optimistic about the situation, and we are not the biggest, so I think there's plenty of room for us to grow in the market, especially with the focus we have on service and not always automate the business as
Yeah,
such.
exactly.
So, in that sense, I think we are optimistic about the future. But
Very, very, very good, Thomas. Then finally, to round it all off for Mr. 71 here, starting in 71, I mean, Nils, briefly to you. What is the main difference between, because when you started, I was 8 years old, so I think that requires some respect. What is the big difference from when you started in transportation to now, Nils, briefly here? What has anything changed at all, except for technology?
a lot earlier, people were happy if they could order something and get it within 2 weeks. Today, soon, somebody will propose to deliver a laptop by a drone, same day as you put the order. But transport is just as transport is. Moving something from A to B, and there in DTK, we have a setup. We are flexible. We have a flat organization. If Thomas or I have an important issue, we have not to cross five levels of management.
No.
We have a very quick access to the CEO, so we can take quick decisions. There are no reason for working groups
No.
before a decision can be taken.
Yeah.
Especially, we are available to be contacted 24/7 without a robot to say, if you want domestic, pull one,
Yeah, exactly.
Europe two, and so on.
No, but it's, I must say that you're absolutely right. And that is gives credit to you, son. I should say good leadership. Keep the organization flat. And and as they say, so that you are
absolutely
reachable. I'm glad to hear that.
That is one of our strong sides. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's not to that's never to be discounted. Very good, gentlemen. It's really been a pleasure to talk to all of you. And I want to say formally for Project Cargo Weekly, thanks to all of you for taking part of this interview.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Nice to participate.
Yeah, you're most welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview, of course, by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today has been DTK, a very strong and versatile Danish-owned group involved in trucking, sea freight transportation, and all, and you name it, in logistics, headquartered in Denmark, with the CEO, Mr. Søren Kus Mikkelsen, joining, and Mr. Thomas Brock Lips, and also Mr. Nils Bierbom here. So we thank them, and for me in Project Cargo Weekly, stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.